Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do some new speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke here from Kathy Reynolds in Roselle and Dave Carr in Canada and Dave Copps in DeWitt, Michigan, who cruised with Dave Ennett to Alaska in 2022. And I guess he's going to go with you to Italy. Are you going to Italy this year?
I am.
He's
yes.
going to be going with
Great.
You. Sounds like a fun
Great.
Trip. Gene, the dancing machine in Freeport, Illinois, sent us a joke. Ernie Malik did again in Chicago, as did the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin, and Bob Corley from Arlington Heights. Is here reworking a joke from Monday. We'll get to that in a minute. Dave, I got some pizza last night, and then I started shaking uncontrollably.
Oh, my. Where'd you get the pizza from?
Little Caesars. Hey, Dave, do you know the difference between a seagull and a baby without a diaper?
Well, one flits across the shore.
Oh.
Yeah, and?
You're trying to get me in trouble, John.
All right, let's try this one again. Last night, the refs blew the whistle on a basketball player for wearing a stinky uniform.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it was a fragrant foul.
Did he do it on purpose?
Yeah, so technically, that would have been...
a fragrant foul.
Yeah. There's a version of that that uses the word flatulent, too, but we didn't...
Thank you.
Do that. Okay, but since we're doing those, Dave, let's do this. Do you hear there's a new trend, Dave Ennett, on social media where you hide a breath mint under your tie clip and then you use it right before a good night kiss?
Oh, yes. It's the tick-tock, tie-tack, tick-tack tactic.
Send more of those. Come on now.
No.
Big shakeup yesterday at the clown school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 12 clowns got fired. Weirdly, that only freed up one parking spot. Hey, Dave, I've got an impressionist painting of some flowers, but my cat scratched it. Now I'm trying to sell it online. My post reads, for sale, Claude Monet. What do you call a mediocre member of organized crime? A mafioso-so. What do you call an old snowman? Water. Ooh. I asked my 96-year-old dad what his favorite role in life was, and he said cinnamon. By the way, my dad absolutely would do that. I finally made it to the gym after a long absence, and I was happy to see that they put up a motivational poster in the locker room. It was a before picture of a really out-of-shape guy, I guess to encourage people to work out. Then I realized it was a mirror. That kind of hurt my feelings. Big shakeup yesterday. Oh, did we already do that
yes,
one?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do it again.
All right.
So act surprised, okay?
Okay,
I still want you to deliver oh yeah like you've never heard this before.
Okay.
Hey, Dave.
Oh yeah?
Wait, I haven't got to that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you call a team player. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, there was a big shakeup at the clown school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 12 clowns were fired. Weirdly, it only freed up one parking spot.